Now, the World Health Organization has declared the fast-spreading monkeypox outbreak a global health emergency. It's the WHO's highest level of alert. It was issued by the UN Health Agency chief despite a deadlock among experts over the decision. Well, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus thinks the risk of the virus is high in Europe and moderate globally. More than 70 nations are now experiencing an outbreak of the virus, which is common in parts of Central and West Africa.
We have an outbreak that has spread around the world rapidly through new modes of transmission, about which we understand too little and which meets the criteria in the international health regulations. For all of these reasons, I have decided that the global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern.
Well, Lawrence Gostin is the director of the WHO Centre on Global Health Law. He's also the founding O'Neill Chair in Global Health Law at Georgetown University. And he joins us live from Washington, D.C. Thanks very much indeed for being on the programme. So just how worried should we be about monkeypox now?
Well, I mean, we should absolutely be worried. We've seen an exponential rise in monkeypox cases. It's now in five WHO regions of the world, in many, many dozens of countries, with cases rising exponentially. So it's of concern right now, outside of endemic areas in Central and East Africa. It's primarily, but not exclusively, but primarily within communities of men who have sex with men. But that should not lead to complacency. That community matters a lot, and it also could spill over easily to other communities, as we've seen with the HIV epidemic.
And give us an idea, then. What are the symptoms? What should people be watching out for if they're watching this now?
Well, you know, there are characteristic monkeypox rashes that they should be looking at. Particularly if they're in an elevated risk group, that if they've had intimate sexual relationships or close physical contact with somebody who might be ill. There should be contact tracing. There should be widespread testing, and there should be a strategic deployment of vaccines to really try to nip this in the bud. But the window for containment of monkeypox is rapidly closing, and you know we fear that this could become endemic in Europe, North America, and other parts of the world over the next months and years.
I mean, given what you say, then why do you think it's appearing in regions where it hasn't done so before?
Well, that's exactly what Dr. Tedros, the Director General, is pointing out. We've never before had such widespread outbreaks of cases that are not travel-related to Africa. Clearly, there are new or different modes of transmission. Clearly, it's gotten a foothold, particularly in Europe and North America, but there's no reason why it should not spread more widely outside of those regions, just as we've seen with other sexually transmitted infections like HIV. We've really got to take this seriously, and I do applaud Dr. Tedros for declaring an emergency. It was politically brave. In fact, it's the first time in history a director general has declared an emergency without a clear recommendation from the emergency committee of the World Health Organization. So he's done a politically courageous thing, and we all need to thank him, because it's better to err on the side of action than inaction.
Well, in fact, we understand that he was something of a tiebreaker on the WHO committee to make this declaration. So it was a close call then.
It was. You remember, it was only a few weeks ago that Dr. Tedros had convened the emergency committee, and they decided, you know, by a significant majority, not to declare an emergency. I always thought that was wrong. I thought that they should have, the international health regulations criteria were clearly met. When Tedros reconvened the committee, I think he was sending a signal to the committee that he was really worried. This time it was much closer, although the majority of the committee, a slight majority, voted against the emergency. But Tedros decided, and he was legally entitled to do that, that this was an emergency and declared it such. And I'm really delighted to see the kind of courageous leadership he's shown here.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Lawrence Gostin, we very much appreciate your time here on Al Jazeera. Thank you.
Of course.